Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, July 9th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, good news and bad news for Uber, and the World Cup breaks a Twitter record. But first, European Union antitrust officials have started questioning rival firms about Facebook's proposed $19 billion acquisition of messaging service WhatsApp, ahead of a formal review that could be a test case for how to apply EU competition law to the new world of social media. Officials at the European Commission have in recent weeks sent detailed questionnaires to several major technology and online messaging firms, asking about the merger's impact on competition in their markets. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Germany's Monopoly Commission has recommended deregulating the country's taxi market, a small victory for ride-sharing platforms like Uber. But the recommendation represents a step forward among several steps back as Hamburg, Germany's second-largest city, moves to ban the ride-sharing company. Google took another step to become the dominant player in cloud computing services, offering businesses more free storage in order to compete with industry leader Amazon Web Services. Google Cloud Platform offered 2 terabytes of free storage for a year through one of its partners, a startup called Panzora. By comparison, Amazon offers companies 1 terabyte of storage for $120 per year. We were tweeting about yesterday's Germany-Brazil World Cup semifinals. More than 35 million tweets were sent out, breaking a record as the most talked-about single sports game ever on the social network, surpassing this year's Super Bowl. Coming up, a look at how tech stocks fared today.
You just watched the market close in Shanghai. New York doesn't open for a couple of hours, so there's time to fit in a session at the gym, squeeze in a haircut, go hit a few balls at the driving range, shoot off some emails, and maybe even breakfast across town. And you'll still be the first one in the office. You're always ready to go the extra mile. Fortunately, so is your Cadillac. With Cadillac Certified Service, our experts make sure your Cadillac is as ready to go as you are.
Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit CadillacCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest Cadillac dealer.
Stocks bounce back today. The Nasdaq getting 27 at 44.19. Dow Industrials up 79 at 16,985. The S&P was up 9. Shares of Cisco Systems today up 1.5%. Facebook up 3.5%. Groupon added about 5%. Hewlett-Packard was up 0.5%. Micron Technology was lower, falling about 0.75%. And Garmin was down 4.5% today. The stock was downgraded to underperform from sector perform at Pacific Crest. Again, the NASDAQ up 27. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso at the Wall Street Journal.